Good morning, Councilman. Oops, we're going to start early with the audio problems.
I'm going to say a few opening words and turn the show over to Dr. Budget and her team. First thing I'll say is that we made a decision to press on with Crescent Radio replacement last December in a supplemental to you. At that time, we indicated that we would be buying those radios with a loan from Permanent Reserve. Since that time, on a more clear evaluation, we decided to simply pay cash for those radios. The net effect of that is that it puts us in a position in this very first supplemental that we're going to have to use a little bit of fund balance to navigate our most important and critical packages out of general fund. So, similar to 13-14, you know, when we're this early in a biennium, there's not a lot of savings created yet. There's not a lot of new revenues that we can attach yet. It's not unusual to use fund balance at this point, with the knowledge that just like we did last biennium, we will catch up as we go along and get it all repaid. So what Adriana is going to show you will reveal a certain amount of use of fund balance. We've gotten away from talking about days of fund balance. Days of fund balance is kind of misleading. It's an ever-shifting number. What we need is $23 million. Nice, round, easy-to-understand number. We'll be using about $800,000 of that in this supplemental to be replaced as we go through the year. One more thing that I know was a very important topic for the council was the addition of a conditional use permit position that was submitted in the budget. However, we're going to approach that in a different way using the existing budget. So you'll simply see that the package is not recommended. We're going to create a project position and deal with conditional uses that way. So you know that it will be dealt with, but that's why the package in the budget is shown as not recommended. With that, I will turn it over to Adriana and her team.
Good morning, Commissioners. Adriana Prata with the Budget Office, and I have here with me Lisa Bowman in the Budget Office and our newest addition to the team, Sarah Lowe. Welcome, Sarah. She's been with us since March, and we actually pulled her from the city of Portland. Double pleasure.
one less car on that bridge.
So I'll go through. First of all, I'll start with the agenda for today's presentation. We are going to review with you our supplemental appropriation purpose, the guiding principles that guide our work and the process. We are going to review the departmental requests that were received. We're going to go through the finance team recommendations, and then we're going to discuss your questions and feedback that you may have for us in preparation for publication and notice of public hearing. The purpose of our supplemental appropriation, once we adopt the budget for the biennium, immediately that the spring of the first year, we always have a spring supplemental in which what we do is we recognize new budget-neutral items, for example, grants or reimbursable work. This is information that was not known at the time of adopting the budget. We make adjustments as needed. You will see today a lot of technical corrections to that adopted budget, and we incorporate new information that was not available at the time of adoption. We also update revenue forecasts if needed. It is rather early in the biennium. We only have 3 months of experience so far, but you will see a few packages that are updating revenue numbers. And we also address critical items only in spring supplementals. For guiding principles, the Board of County Councilors has directed the Budget Office and the Finance Team to keep in mind maintaining maximum financial flexibility to react to changing circumstances. Preserving the current service levels is a priority for the Board, and following the current plan for fund balance stability. And as Bob said about fund balance, it looks like we are starting with about $23 million in unassigned fund balance for the general fund, the biennium for 2015-16. The auditor is working on closing the books for the last biennium. And that $23 million is what they're telling us the actual required amount for reserves is, given our fund balance policy and calculating what the number should be. So we are starting the biennium right where we are. We're starting the biennium right where we should be with respect to fund balance stability. This is just a quick overview of our supplemental process and the timelines. Departmental submissions were due March 6th. Then after the date and all the way through April 15th, those requests were reviewed by budget office staff. We see clarifications. We make sure we fully understand the packages. We help departments finalize their requests to make sure they properly reflect both coding and the intent in the packages. And then we have a finance team review where the finance team reviews the requests and makes recommendations. And that included meeting with elected officials. Elected officials can request to meet with the finance team and discuss their requests. And we had, I believe, three of those meetings. Then we are today in the work session, April 15th, work session with the board. And then by April 17th, we will have materials ready for the public hearing request. Now, you are not making any final decisions today. Whatever we publish for the public hearing can be changed at the May 12th public hearing. That's where you will make those final decisions. So things can be taken out, things can be added back in, numbers can be changed. Today, this is just the first review, and we'll just go with you through the finance team recommendations, and then we'll incorporate your feedback for publication further to subject change on May 12th. And then we have the public hearing May 12th. We will announce the public hearing on April 28th, give notice, and then we have to advertise that for 2 weeks consecutively, and the public hearing itself is on May 12th. Here's an overview of departmental requests. We received 101 packages total. They're requesting $5.5 million in general fund resources, and the remaining requests overall for all funds other than the general fund are adding $29.1 million. And the reason for that is a large technical adjustment that we will talk about to the healthcare insurance fund, where we just had a glitch in the system and the revenue didn't get carried forward in the adopted budget. So that is a technical correction, adding revenue to this new fund. That number alone is over $30 million. So that's where that large addition to fund balance comes from. The requests that we received were primarily related to major infrastructure maintenance and replacement projects, IT and facilities mostly, updating revenue forecast, updating existing expenditure allocation, that is reallocating existing budget, recognizing grant proceeds with both expense and revenue, and maintaining or improving current service levels. Overall, after the finance team review, the finance team recommends for the general fund approving packages that total $844,000. As Bob said, that is using some fund balance early in the biennium. We are confident that our fund balance with the current trends will actually be rebuilt at the current recommended level. So we are pre-spending that amount. It's about 2 days of fund balance to address critical items. The chart below just shows an allocation of those recommended requests for funding by the requester. So facilities project at the top, going down information services, prosecuting attorney, sheriff's office, general services, all the way down to district court that's actually adding some to fund balance. And I'll start with the general fund recommendations portion. This is a list of general fund requests that actually do not have any impact on fund balance. They're mostly technical adjustments or items that another fund is paying for, so there's no impact on general fund. Equal revenue, equal expense, or simply technical adjustments. So I won't insist on these unless you have specific questions. Here is a list of the recommended general fund packages. That the ones at the top are the ones that have a positive impact on fund balance, and the ones in the second table are the ones that reduce fund balance. The top five requests, we have a few grants that are actually adding to fund balance because they're recognizing new revenue where the expense already exists, so we're just defraying that expense, and a few technical adjustments. That adds up to about $200,000 positive impact for the general fund fund balance. In the bottom table, from least to the highest, we have the packages recommended to be funded that are actually taking away using general fund fund balance. And I'll go really quick through each of these, and you can stop me and ask for more information on specific ones if you'd like to. The first one, specialty court fees carryover. This is something that it's a dedicated revenue. These fees are collected by district court, and they've accrued these fees in the prior biennium. They're entitled to use that revenue because it's dedicated, and it comes out of general fund fund balance. Facilities, underground fuel storage tank removal. This is a tank, an underground buried tank that we pay a permit for, and actually it represents a risk that it could leak anytime. It has to be removed. It's a risk issue. Fairgrounds, stormwater, we have a few facilities, stormwater facilities that have to be repaired to be in line with permitting out at the fairgrounds. This is the first one of them. There are another two, one of which we may have to repair and one of which we know we have to repair. This is a first one, the one that's most critical to fix. We will probably need to look at the second one, at least in the readopt. Juvenile court furniture replacement. We've seen this request in the past. Juvenile court has really outdated aging furniture. The total request is actually $100,000. We are recommending funding $20,000 of that. Ethernet network services. This is for WSU extension services, and this is a Comcast charge that was not included in the DES budget. Document management system partial funding. We need to replace our document management system. You will actually see on the non-recommended packages list a large request, close to $1 million, for a countywide system replacement. We need to do more assessment work on that. We are recommending funding $50,000 to start that assessment work, to assess the needs for it and the costs. Request for one-time comp plan. This is parks, the work that's done by parks in order to support the current comp plan development, and it is a one-time cost. Two-factor authentication, that we already started the work of that. It is a requirement for all of our systems that have access to the FBI system, that requires a two-factor authentication. The sheriff's reception security improvement, $75,000. For security improvement in the reception area. The sheriff's office is actually, if you look above in the positive impact on fund balance, the sheriff is actually adding to fund balance by bringing in some grant revenue. So they're in a way paying for this work. They're compensating the general fund by bringing in new grant revenue for expenses that already exist, and they did not ask for any new expense with that. The fairgrounds joint project with Clark Public Utilities, that's $80,000. That one is the final work that's being done. Clark Public Utilities is actually paying the bulk of this work. The county has the lesser cost. This is just the leftover of that work for burying the power lines at the fairgrounds. Juvenile building boiler replacement, aging boiler, rusty, risk item. We're recommending funding this. Technology equipment repair and replacement. These are TR&R charges that are internal service charges that we don't have any choice over. This is a charge for the printers that was not included in the adopted budget. This is the general fund impact portion of it. Adding a deputy prosecuting attorney. The prosecuting attorney actually requested two deputy prosecuting attorneys. We are recognizing the workload increase. And the legal requirements on indigent defense, where we've made indigent defense whole to be able to handle those increased standards for caseloads. And so this is the part that deals with the prosecuting attorney portion of it. We are recommending one deputy prosecuting attorney. The last one on the list is the new vehicle, Capital Carry Forward. These are sheriff's vehicles that were approved in the previous budget for the sheriff's office for the new positions, deputy positions that were added. And part of the vehicle fleet was not delivered until this biennium, so that bill has to come out of this current biennium. We don't have a choice about that one. So overall, between the requests that are recommended to move forward that add to fund balance and those that are subtracting from fund balance, the total impact on the general fund balance is $844,750. For all other funds, here's a slide that simply summarizes by fund the impact of the requests that we are recommended to go forward. There are very few requests in all other funds that are not recommended to go forward, and as soon as we're reviewing these, I will go through the not recommended request list. The top one, the healthcare self-insurance fund, you see that the big technical adjustment, adding revenue and a little bit of expense to the healthcare self-insurance fund, $32 million. A number of technical adjustments. The Urban Reed Parks Fund, we're literally taking out a transfer that was not necessary. The Real Estate Excise Tax Fund, there's a positive impact for our REIT fund because the exhibit hall revenues are doing much better. We've updated that revenue forecast. We're able to pay off the debt for the exhibit hall with exhibit hall revenues without a REIT contribution. So we've taken that contribution out. We're saving REIT funds. We do have to review that closer towards the end of the biennium to make sure that those revenues are holding up. But for now, we're putting some REIT funds back into REIT. So overall, we're recommending to move forward request the total $29.5 million in adding to fund balance to other funds. The one item that you're not seeing up on the board, there is a placeholder for it in our list, is a big debt refinancing package. The Treasurer's Office has done diligent work on finding savings. We will have this package ready by the time we publish. And what we are refinancing is a bond, 2005A, that is made up of three different debt streams. And overall, we're estimating that will save the county about $592,000. Actually, of that, $42,000 is savings for the fire district that pays rent to us for sharing the safety complex with the sheriff's office. So the remaining portion of $550,000 is savings that will fall to our REIT funds and to our Conservation Futures Fund. And in addition to that, because part of that loan is an internal loan against ourselves, against our general fund, we are estimating $168,000 in savings, interest earnings for the general fund. So that's not up here yet. We're still working on the technical coding details with the Treasurer's Office and accounting. We just have a placeholder that'll further change a little bit this total change in fund balance for all funds. We will have that added in by the end of this week when we publish. This is a list of other funds recommendations. It is rather long. You can see in the gray area that placeholder for reissuing the bonds. There's a long list. Your handouts, you have the full list of all the packages in the little printout staff report draft. And there's an item number on the left side that corresponds to the item number in your package. And we've handed these out a few weeks ago. You probably had time to look over these. If there's specific ones that you would like to address, we simply don't have the physical time to go through all of them in the presentation. But we can go back to any of these if you would like to discuss them in particular. I'll move on to the general fund requests not recommended. This is the list of requests that, due to limited resources, are not recommended at this time. They total $4.6 million. I won't go through them one by one, but Just because we're not recommending funding them at this time, it doesn't mean they're not important or will not be addressed. Some of these we're looking at potentially resolving or funding within existing resources. And some of these are like the telephone system upgrade package, which we know is something that we have to do, are up there as a reminder are being looked at with respect to a plan for funding and timing. So this is the list of not recommended requests for the general fund. And here's the list. There are very few requests that are not recommended for other funds. The ones at the bottom, the telephone system upgrade package and the infrastructure services disaster recovery package, these are simply components of general fund packages that were not recommended that have impact on other funds as well. So they go hand in hand. The two requests up there that are not recommended for community development were actually, we had a request for 5 new positions out of the building fund, 10, 11, were actually recommended on the recommended list. We are recommending funding 3 of those and not recommending 2 at this point. We've added staff last year to the fund. The 3 positions that are getting recommended to move forward, which are more of the boots on the ground work to building inspectors and a tech planner, are $500,000 ongoing, plus what we've added last biennium. So we would like to make sure that the workload increase stays constant and is there, and the revenue expense balance is healthy and not add too much expense to the fund at once. So we are likely to relook at these requests again at the next opportunity. So we are recommending funding 3 of those 5 positions. These are the 2 that are not recommended to move forward at this point. So this is the final slide. Next steps, questions from the board about specific packages, board feedback, giving us guidance about what to include in our hearing materials. We have to finalize those by Friday, April 17th. However, that would not be a final decision. We're just looking for guidance on what to include. Changes can be made. Research, further research as needed, can be made between now and the public hearing time. And those changes, further changes, can be made to the public hearing on May 12th.
So, if I might, I wrote that not recommended was the animal control for Ripley's Horse Aid Foundation. Oh, why would that be?
Commissioner, we have the capacity within existing budget to deal with that if the board so chooses. I haven't come around with a final list of your countywide and community support yet, but you've definitely got capacity available in there if you want to re-donate to Ripley's. So
right.
we don't need the package.
Yeah, because you serve the needs of the county and want to make sure that it would be funded.
Correct. We simply don't need a budget package to do that.
Right.
And that's true of a number of those ones that are not recommended. As Adrian said, we're simply finding ways to deal with it within our existing capacity.
I don't have anything for today at this time. It would be helpful to me, and I'm trying to figure out what this matrix would look like in my brain, and I'm not being very successful here. It would be helpful to me to see in the gross of budget totals, how the supplemental affects those totals. So that we can realize what our approved budget is and what those numbers are.
In your handout, the supporting documentation, the staff report, there is an attachment in there that is called Attachment A. It's somewhere in the middle. It looks like this. And it basically shows the change in fund balance for each fund. We can take something like this and add the beginning fund balance for that fund, and that will give you an idea of new revenue change, expense change, fund balance change, and where the fund would be after those changes, if that would do that.
Right. Or supplemental. For example, if we have new grant money coming in,
Right, yes, we do.
Or is this expected grant money? It looks like some new grant money is coming in as revenue. So how that affects like our overall budget totals. I think we have like a one-page recount or whatever.
Right.
And I'm asking for that just so that for our purposes, we can start with a big picture snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What I do realize is it's never as easy as it sounds in a question to produce something like that because the budget is a more complicated document than a single snapshot. But if we could have that kind of overview, it would be helpful.
Sure, we'll work with you on that to make sure it matches your...
I have another one on the
sure.
Parks and Recreation. I think it has to do with the Bonneville thing with the trees, is that correct?
Which package number are you referring to?
Number 41.
41. Yes, this is actually, this was submitted by Parks Department, and it does a couple of things. It recognizes new revenue from Camp Bonneville. It budgets some expense for work done over there. It also moves 0.1 FTE of Jim Vandling's position that is currently funded by the general fund to Camp Bonneville because he does more work in that area. So it actually frees up a little bit of general fund money by doing that. No.
No. By moving general fund expense to a separate fund.
Right. Because the work that's being done is appropriately funded by Fund 1014, Camp Bonneville.
I just want to express the confidence that we have in not only the process, but the communication that has made this look simple and straightforward and logical and reasonable and right on target. And I'm also very thankful for Sarah joining the team, the budget office and the finance team that has come together to get everybody on the same page. It's working very, very well. And I'm thankful you expressed it, you made your points very well, that this is not an approval of the budget, the changes. This is a time to publish that budget, and there's opportunity for fine-tune, for additional research, and for discretion to be able to make any adjustments when it comes to making the decision later. What date is that?
May 12th.
May 12th. I would just say also to the rest of the staff that's represented in this room that has participated and had lots of conversations with the budget team, thank you very much for all of the reasonableness and the good stewardship that this package represents. So, well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, quick question though, to go back to the
sure.
number of revenue from
yes.
Bonneville. Tell me how that's handled just in the big picture briefly.
How that, I'm sorry, how that is?
How it's handled, how it's reflected.
So the revenue is coming, the revenue estimate for the fund in the package, it is being increased because they're collecting more revenue from Camp Bonneville activities. It can only be used for dedicated purposes and within that fund. That's why we actually have it in a separate fund from the general fund, Fund 1014. We moved it, and actually the auditors are always scrutinizing very closely, making sure that we are only using that revenue for those dedicated purposes. There is a position currently that resides with the Department of Environmental Services, the forester position, that is split among different, that position, a certain percent of it does work for the general fund and a percent of it for Camp Bonneville associated activities. So what we're doing in this package, we're just taking an additional 10% of that position. That position is estimated to now do more work on Camp Bonneville-related activities versus general fund work. So we're just taking 10% of that position and moving it to be funded out of the Camp Bonneville fund because the work has increased that is done by the position for that. Mm-hmm.
Camp Bonneville work is strictly timber sales, is what we're talking about, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Cedar Rapids?
Well, what we would like from the board is your permission to move forward with publication.
Yes.
Yes, and we do. We will have a meeting before the public hearing to go over.
I'm sure we'll have several, Councillor.
And I think we're all on the same page. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Turn that one on. That was too easy.
Oh, that's.